Mike from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. With early voting for the November election now underway, Governor Greg Abbott will be in Cyprus this afternoon, encouraging residents to get out and vote. The Cy-Fair ISD School Board has 3 seats up for election this year. Back in 2023, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority and implemented a number of right-wing policies like Bible-focused elective courses and aggressive book banning practices. Cyprus Tomball Democrats plan to attend today's event and protest what they call the governor's, quote, anti-public education agenda. 4 rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose neighborhood symbolizing support for the LGBTQ community have now been removed for over 24 hours. This morning, though, we went to check out the street again and found that rainbow colors have been laid down in chalk on the sidewalks around the crosswalks. The actual street is still clear of rainbows, though. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson has the latest from local officials.
With the rainbow crosswalks at Westheimer and Taft gone, community advocates are asking, what's next? Houston Mayor John Whitmire says he wants to find other ways to display LGBTQ pride in Montrose. But he told a reporter Monday he doesn't want to draw attention to other murals, like the Black Lives Matter mural outside Yates High School.
How are you going to, like, address it?
Because we're not addressing it right now. In fact, the less you say about it, the better.
A Metro spokesperson said they wouldn't know how much taxpayer money it cost to remove the rainbow crosswalks until after the work was done. In Houston, Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
And no injuries have been reported after a train went off its tracks in Waller County late yesterday. In total, 17 rail cars on the Union Pacific line exited the tracks. People were told to avoid the area late yesterday. It's not clear how the derailment occurred. The contents of the rail cars, though, were seen spilling off the sides